We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get out there and do what you got to do. Maybe like I'm planning on doing, taking a TV out on the deck, multiple beers, sourberry lemonade shots, and if I make it to 7 o'clock, so be it.
That's a Bob Haney staple there.
That's right.
On a Friday night.
Trained,
seems pretty good.
Professional.
Not 100 degrees. Nice, too.
Yeah.
And How about that?
Then my wife will drag me out to go get something to eat and see how it goes. But we're not here to talk about me. Mike Elias was talking to the media earlier today and talking about various subjects relating to this disappointing season that his fingerprints are all over. But Mike Elias talks about, hey, we're doing all right, but when did you finally decide to cut bait here?
This is a business where there's a lot of competition, and we fell short in the first half. I think the team has played really well lately, and we've gotten healthier, and we've seen the style of play and some of the success that we were hoping for in the last few weeks on the field. But looking at our record, our front office and our entire operation made the decision to sell at the deadline. And I think in the context of that, we are very pleased with the talent that we've received in return. And I think along with our draft, this has been an enormous injection of talent into the Orioles organization over the month of July.
I mean, the reality with all of this is you had an inkling that they were going to go this direction for a long time, just given where they were in the standings, right? So it was to no surprise that they sold, Bob. And honestly, it shouldn't be a surprise who they sold, in my opinion. Because even Ramon Laureano is one of those guys you could have kept, but you didn't. I guess some people thought Ramon Urias, so why did you have to move him? Actually, Ramon Urias, as great as he's been in the role he's had for the Orioles, one of the reasons why that some of these young guys were not getting more playing time because they felt that the need to play the team and the players to win right now. And when you rotated that in, that blocked maybe some other guys coming up, a.k.a. Kobe Mayo. And right. To point that out, by the way, if you hear my logic, Jordan Westbrook, Jackson Holliday, Gunnar Henderson, Mountcastle, O'Hearn, all of them DH. And by the way, the catcher DHs. So when they DH, because you want to give them their at-bats, Ramon inserts into the lineup and someone's being blocked. Very disappointing overall, though, right, Bob? This is a situation that made you rethink. Especially for Mike Elias, you got to separate two different things. A lot of things went wrong that you were at the face of this, and you have to take the accountability, which he has said, hey, I have. Now it's going to be actions more than words moving forward. But I thought, though, with what they did and what they got, They did not have pitching depth, Bob, in this organization. They got a ton of it, and they got a lot of upside. And do you mind if I like do a quick example here for a moment? Do you mind?
Do your thing.
So this
it
is why,
ripping it with Ryan.
Yeah, it's ripping it with Ryan. It's the only time my name's on this show, right? So if you like it, well, I hope you like it. But here's the example. When you make trades around the deadline or in the summer to improve your team and you get these prospects back, you're never going to know. You really don't. And that's why people get frustrated with what could be. Now, the Padres, when you see that with AJ Preller, who's saying you get a prospect. Oh, we want a big leader. We'll give you seven more prospects. He has shelled away more prospects than I could ever imagine. And the list of players he has given away over the year for prospects, and I'm going to try to find that list, it's ridiculous about how many of those players turned out to be all-stars. But let me tell you the one story I wanted to talk about. Let's go back to, I think it was 2016, maybe. Could be wrong on the year, 17. The White Sox are trying to compete in the Central. So they make a trade for James Shields. And Shields signed a contract the year before. The White Sox think that they could win. And in the article that I read on ESPN, it was saying, yep, and the Padres are hoping this one prospect who is not considered an elite. So he's probably not a top 10. He was not a top 100 prospect. Because they hope that he can develop into an elite bat and maybe stay at short and be a productive big league player. The guy that was in that trade was Fernando Tatis Jr. And he jumped from a nobody name prospect, relatively speaking, to being the next guy. And you know what? He's been a huge foundation piece moving forward. So the Orioles, they got a ton of these lottery tickets pitching-wise, and if you go and watch them, and I can explain some if you want, they got tremendous upside. And you know what? Some of them might not play out, Bob. Or maybe one of those guys turns out to be one of those future building blocks that you're going to go, man, I can't believe we got that guy.
Mike Elias, and I guess kind of praising himself in the organization for the haul that they got. He also said, yesterday was cool, but we kind of put ourselves in this situation.
We were in a position to have to sell because of a very disappointing first half of this team. I mean, I've spoken about it. This is not how we envision this season going, and it's something that we're taking a hard look in the mirror about how we got here. I think a lot of it was bad luck, but there's also stuff that we need to improve on as an organization, and we're going to do that.
Unlucky.
I don't like throwing out the full unlucky. It has been unfortunate with the amount of injuries, but I still go back to the rest of baseball. How many other teams deal with injuries? A lot.
Look at the Yankees, the Braves. The Yankees still winning, Braves not so much, but yes, to your point.
But these teams have talent, and yes, it can be too much, right, Bob? It can be way too much to overcome. And the Orioles, when it feels like you're gaining momentum, something happens. But this goes back to the philosophy of how you play the game and if you find ways to win. You brought up the Yankees. The Yankees lost Gerrit Cole before the season started. And so, yes, Ryan, they got Max Fried. Okay, they got Max Fried. They are missing Luis Gil, the rookie of the year. They've had injuries, and now they don't have Judge. No one feels sorry for you. You know, you got to go find ways to win ball games. And for the Orioles, we mentioned earlier in the show, talent can help you get away when you don't do some things fundamentally well. When you don't have as much of the talent that you hope to have, you have to be more fundamentally sound because the room for error isn't there. And that's what I look at for the Orioles. They were unlucky, but they obviously have done a lot of other things wrong.
By the way, the Dodgers, how many pitchers have they lost this year? Let's go. Mike Elias. Here's the question I have, and I don't speak for you, Ryan. You have. Nolan certainly has, and definitely a lot of our listeners.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Things happen. Bad luck, poor decisions, bad roster construction, whatever it is. Young coaching staff, Hider's already been cundiffed. The offseason. Mike Elias, what do you and the rest, Sigma Adel, whoever else, has their fingerprints on this? What do you guys have to do in the next 7 months to make sure we're not sitting here again in 2026?
We got to make good moves.
Hell yeah.
You look at the league, there's 30 teams. It's a zero-sum competition, meaning that somebody's winning and somebody's losing. Everybody's out there trying to win, and you need to have moves that pan out better than the next guys. So we're trying to be as smart as possible. We've got a few months to plan for 2026, and we're going to take that time to take a look at the landscape and figure out plan A, plan B, plan C, and then try to execute it. But in the meantime, we have the ability to supplement the team as we go along here the next few months. Hope to keep coaching-wise, keep our players on the right track.
Yeah, I mean, that's the right answer.
Yeah.
It's it goes back to what I said just a few minutes ago. Actions and words. The words have been spoken that we're going to assess. Now the actions are going to be, what are you going to do? And for the Orioles, from now until the end of the year, you got to find out who you want to give more run to, because that helps you factor in that part of it. Then you got to make a commitment to who that's going to be. And then when you're looking at the landscape of your roster, who do we go after? And more importantly, Bob, than anything else, who do the Baltimore Orioles want to be going into 26? What is our identity? Are we going to have a team that has this veteran presence? Are we this team that's going to be aggressive in our strength? We are going after starting pitching, and we are going to overvalue starting pitching this year. Like, is that the move? Whatever it is.
I think they have to be real aggressive in that area this offseason.
Right. And it doesn't have to, but also I want to recognize this doesn't mean going out and signing free agents. Because if you want to look at the free agent signings from this past year, yeah, Max Fried was the highest value or contract, but Corbin Burns, Blake Snell, Luis Severino, Jack Flaherty, guys that have struggled this year, were high price tags for players, right? So it doesn't have to be that, but you have to identify what we need to do. And at the end of the day, fans, Bob, I could hear your passion right there.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear why you didn't get a guy and why you're having problems still. They want to see the results, because if the results don't change, well, something else could change in Baltimore.
Yeah, I want to know. We got to hit a break here, come back by yourself. Who's this year's Garrett Crochet?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Seattle, there's always in the wind that they could be moving some of their guys, even though they're in it to win it as well. We'll come back, count some dough, talk sports by yourself. Rich Dubroff joins us live from Chicago, where the Orioles are taking on the Cubs. 220. We'll give you those lineups. Stick around for that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.